Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. August the 12th, I believe it is, and I'm going to start with some pleasant things, and then I'm going to get into talking about something that's really a problem here in Dallas, Texas. A lot of you around the country probably got a pretty good hint about what I'm going to be talking about, and I will for a while, but open lines for you to jump on here to talk about the subjects I bring up or anything you'd like to discuss as well. Telephone number to be with me is 86, and from anywhere in the country is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, 866-444-3478. The webcam is currently not working for those of you that are members. If you're wondering what's going on there, we'll see if the bugs get worked out of that later on. Otherwise, you don't have to endure looking at me. Want to start by saying this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food, and also King Lawn Sprinkler here in Dallas, the company that's really kept us out of trouble with this crazy, crazy heat that we've had. They've really been helpful in trying to work people in that are having trouble. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and have irrigation issues, that's who I recommend highly that you call. You'll find their banner ad right there on the right-hand side of dirtdoctor.com. Munster Milling, the dog food that we helped put on the market and has just continued to be a great success, is information there is at munstermilling.com, and it's M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R. One of the pleasant things I'd like to talk about is the Tony contest. We've had a lot of entries, and guessing what Tony's Mutt DNA mixture is. If you haven't joined in with that, you need to right away, because this is pretty much going to be the end of it. I guess if we get some entries during the week, we'll go ahead and take them, and then we'll end the contest at the end of the week. And by next Sunday, I'll announce the winners, whoever guesses the closest. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the button over there, blue button, or I think it's blue, where it says guess Tony's Mutt mixture information, and send us an email about it, which a lot of people have done. There's some very interesting guesses on what his mix might be. I will tell you this, we do have the results in, and I haven't looked at them. We've got them in, and nobody has opened them yet. Judy and Logan, I will do that this week and see what it is and find out which ones of you have guessed the closest. Let me see what that button actually says. It says guess Tony's breed mix. It's right there on the left-hand side of dirtdoctor.com. And we'll find out what his mix is. He's been in school. We went to a wedding. You probably noticed we weren't here last weekend. Went to a wedding. My brother, Hank, got married. He and Carol got married in Mexico. We went down there. I was best man for that and had a good time. A lot of good food, a lot of good partying, a little tequila, as you might expect, and all that. But it was great times for all the friends and family down there. And while we were gone, Logan decided to put Tony in school. Tony has some interesting habits. The most interesting one, and if any of you have had any experience with this and want to give me a tip that I can pass on to Logan, that'd be great. Wonderfully sweet dog, and just loves people, loves to play, and he's got the ability to destroy anything that he sees in about 2 seconds. He has an attention span of less than a nanosecond. If he's not playing with you, he'll go find something else to play with, and usually it becomes destroyed in a hurry. Whatever it is, he's really strong. I've got some floor mats that I've had for years and years and years that are made out of old tires. They're one of my favorite mats. There's one place you can find them over in the industrial area of Dallas. And they are heavy-duty floor mats. They were introduced to me probably close to 40 years ago, I guess, 30 years ago at least. And we've used them at the house, and we've used them at offices, and they're at least, I thought, indestructible. Well, we took one. Logan took one to her house, and Tony proved, in about 30 minutes or so or less, I guess, that they weren't indestructible after all. Corners eaten off of them. I'll get you some pictures and let you see that at some point. But anyway, he's in school try to remedy that behavior to some degree. The other one is not as destructive, but it's just as much a problem in a way. And I've talked to a few people who said, who told me that they've seen this before. It's his water drinking habits. When he takes a drink of water, he doesn't just lap the water up like most dogs do. He gets a great big mouthful, as full as he can, and then immediately turns his head and starts walking across the floor, and obviously gets most of it on the floor. If it's a large enough water dish or bowl or whatever, he'll stick his entire head underwater and splash even more out. He seems to think that's really a lot of fun. I don't know if that's a behavior that can be turned around or not. It probably can be, but we'll see when he gets out of school if he's learned anything along those lines. Let's see, what other things do I need to lead with here for you before I get into the next subject. I think that's it. If you want to join the guessing Tony's DNA, what we did, we used this kit, and we'll be showing you more about the kit and how to get it and everything. In fact, it's on there now. If you click on Guess Tony's Breed Mix and go to that web page, first off, you see pictures of Tony, what he looks like, so you can make your guess. But it also has that test kit there. And you can click on it and go to where it's available and find out about it and all that kind of thing. I'm very impressed with them. That whole technology's gone through some changes because there was apparently two or three companies that made kits. And one company thought that they had the exclusive rights to it. And I don't know if there was a lawsuit or just a threat of lawsuits or what. But anyway, now there's just the one company that controls these things, and they're a little bit more sophisticated than the first one that I used on Hannah and Tater and Carmen when we did those tests, our other dogs. And back when we did those tests, the kits looked like long Q-tips. They were wooden sticks with literally a Q-tip type material on the end, and you swabbed out the inside of the cheek of the dog real well and got the cells, you know, from the inside of the cheek like we did in science in high school. And you do two of them, and you let them dry and send them in, and then they tell you. And I think they come really close. But during that period of time when there was, some battles going on there about the rights, a few people had some issues with the companies and with the technology. Well, now it's just one company. It's the Mars company. It's a big company that controls the testing. But the swabs now are plastic stems with a little bristle brush on the end of it, so it's much more efficient about getting enough tissue when you send in so they can get a really good test. But the important part about it is not just to solve your curiosity about what your mutt pet might be made up of, but it also will tell you some things about why they do certain things. The genetics of their behavior comes out. We learned a lot about Hannah and Tater, especially. Carmen was kind of an easy one. Carmen is just 50% black lab and 50% German Shepherd, and I think that them nailing that was probably what convinced me that there's really something to this, because they don't see what the animal looks like. You send this information and you don't send a picture. You just send the DNA that you get out of their mouth. And they, boy, they nailed Carmen. You can just see it in her. She's black lab, obviously. That's what she looks like. And she's got that that low hind quarter and gait like a German Shepherd. And, you know, 50-50, boy, they got that. And I think on Hannah and Tater as well. So we'll see how well they do on this. When I come back, I'm going to talk about something that's got me riled up big time. I'm not a happy camper about it, and I want to stir up as much trouble as I can about this issue because it's a big one. City of Dallas is brain dead on mosquito control, and what they have decided to do is incredible. I'll tell you about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, don't go away.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Two real quick things before we go into this mosquito debacle. The tea this morning is pretty good. It's yerba mate. Yerba mate, actually, as a base. And then what else did I put in? I put in fennel. I put in, what else did I put in? Oh, I put in one small leaf of hoja santa. And it gives a pretty strong flavor, but it's good. And then a lot of honey. So it's pretty good. I kind of like the one last week that had chili piquin peppers or a couple of weeks ago. Tried to find some, and guess what? Mockingbirds have cleaned me out. They love them. They eat them like jelly beans, and I couldn't find any at all. And I've got several pretty good-sized chili piquins at home, and I couldn't find a single red pepper on the plants anywhere. And then I need to tell you about the dogs from last week. Wiggles has been adopted, and also from previous weeks, Penny, Cicely, and Duke have been adopted. So thanks to everybody out there for helping with those great dogs. Got another one for you this week, though. It's Dixie. Dixie is the sweetest eight-month-old female Dalmatian Terrier mix that you'll ever meet, it says. Dixie is a petite little package weighing about 20 pounds. She's a perfect fit for any family. Gung-ho personality, really likes to play, good at fetching, playing in the dog park, loves to chase. She sounds like a winner. Dixie is ready to meet you at the Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, 2400 Lone Star Drive. Where that is just west of downtown Dallas. And she and a lot of other great pets are there waiting for you. So check it out. Check her picture out on dirtdoctor.com. And thanks for the help with the other pets. We've had something brewing for a while. There have been some people who have come down with and died from West Nile virus. And that's a terrible thing. We certainly don't want that to ever happen to anybody. Somebody getting sick, and especially getting sick to the point of death, is a very, very serious situation, and we're not making light of that at all. In fact, I have a golf buddy that came down with it, and I haven't been able to talk to John about what his conditions were before he got it and everything. I just heard, and I've talked to him briefly one time. And the interesting part is he lives very close to where we live. And Other people have gotten West Nile in the Park Cities area. One, at least two people there have died. And the rest of the people, I think the seven that have died are kind of scattered around in Dallas. Well, the conversation, as you might guess, got into, well, we need to spray more very quickly. And the spraying was being done by these fogging machine type sprayers. And we didn't recommend that. We've never recommended it. We've written about it. We've railed against it on the radio. We've written about it in the past that it is a very poor choice. And the main reason for it is, and this goes through the whole conversation, is that spraying does not control the mosquitoes. There is no evidence that it's effective. There is anecdotal evidence that it may cause the problem to be worse because it kills the beneficial insects. The fogging, you know, goes down the street and fogs the front yards, and it's the part that I'm always a little bit reluctant to bring up because the mosquito problems primarily will tend to be in the backyards and where water features are and creeks and things like that, just like in our place. We have a bamboo forest, and bamboo, if you have bamboo, you unfortunately, you need to know that that's the worst condition, or it's the best condition for the mosquitoes. It's the worst situation you can possibly have for controlling mosquitoes. It's a perfect environment for them because any broken bamboo, you know, the hollow tubes, they're containers, and they hold water. And it's a perfect breeding place for mosquitoes. And just the overall effect that the bamboo forest creates is perfect for the mosquitoes as well. So, there's been a lot of mosquitoes. We've had mosquitoes. I think a lot of people, a lot of you listening have probably had West Nile. I think I have, to be honest with you. A lot of people will have it without having any symptoms at all. During the same period of time when my friend had it and got very sick from it, I was really listless and felt kind of weak. It was partly because of the 106-degree weather, but it may have also been the virus as well. But lately it's gone to the next level, which is just it's mind-blowing. Somebody at the Dallas Health Department brought up this idea of spraying from airplanes, you know, like we did years ago to try to control fire ants and various kinds of things, and created all kinds of new problems when we do that. But again, spraying doesn't control them. What they're spraying with is a synthetic pyrethroid. This one's called, I needed to look it up and get the exact spelling. They used to use scourge. They changed over to one. It's called aqua something. The rest of the name, I'll look it up and give it to you exactly during the break if the computer's working here. And we'll talk more about it. My main objection is that it doesn't work. The second point is it's very toxic to a lot of things, including people and pets and wildlife. Honeybees, we're going to talk about that quite a bit. And also koi and other decorative fish in your ponds. I'm Howard Garrett. Give me a call. We'll get you on here real quick. 866-444-3478 right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There's still some work for athletes to do, but London is ready to go out and play today, winding down the two-week Summer Olympic competition with a thunderous celebration and a star-studded closing ceremony. Artistic director Kim Gavin promising, quote, the best after-show party there's ever been. For the fifth straight Summer Olympics, American athletes will take on more medals than any other country. With even Sunday's competitions yet to go, the U.S. has locked up the overall medal race over China, 102 medals, 15 more than the Chinese. Newly minted Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan telling supporters the good news is President Obama will be defeated in November. Ryan and Mitt Romney are on a bus tour of campaign battleground states. And rescuers continue to plumb wreckage in parts of northwest Iran where twin earthquakes have killed at least 250 people today and left 2,000 people injured. This is SRN News.
There's a big difference between car insurance and a warranty. If you get into an accident, you need insurance. When your car breaks down and your repair bill is sky high, that's when you need a warranty. But if the manufacturer's warranty on your car is expired, you're stuck paying that bill yourself. And that's why you need an extended service contract from My Repair Shield. Think about it. How many car accidents have you been in? One, two maybe? Now, how many times has your car ever needed a repair? There's no comparison. For one small monthly payment, My Repair Shield provides you with 24-hour roadside assistance, ensures the proper repairs are made by a reputable mechanic, and they can even pay for a rental car. If your car is less than 20 years old and has fewer than 150,000 miles, call them now for a free no-obligation quote. 800-903-7443. Call in the next 30 minutes and immediately save $100. Call 800-903-7443. 800-903-7443. 800-903-7443.
With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Rookie Mike Olt, one of the Texas Rangers' most highly touted prospects, who was called up on August 1st, came through with a pinch-hit RBI single with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, scoring Nelson Cruz with the winning run of the Rangers' 2-1 victory over the Tigers Saturday night. Olt says he was just trying to make good contact.
Just trying to stay within myself and not be too big. So, you know, with two strikes, I definitely shortened up a little bit, just trying to hit something hard on the ground.
Oakland scored twice in the eighth inning to beat Chicago 9-7. White Sox catcher Tyler Flowers says it was a tough game to play in.
Kind of a nerve-wracking game back there behind the plate. You know, just both teams swinging the bats well. You know, you couldn't really get away with any mistakes today, and you know, ultimately they took advantage of more than we did.
While the A's stay 5.5 games behind Western or Texas, Chicago Central League remains one game over Detroit. East Leader New York beat Toronto 5-2. Derek Jeter had a pair of hits as the Yankees won their fourth straight. This is Esser in Sports. Brent Lillibridge homered, drove in two runs, and scored on a squeeze bunt as Cleveland beat Boston 5-2. It was Tampa Bay 4-2 over Minnesota, Seattle 7, the Angels 4, Kansas City 7, Baltimore 3 in the National League, San Francisco clobbered Colorado 9-3, Giants winning pitcher Matt Cain says he hasn't been concerned about his 2-3 record and 4.40 ERA and 9 starts since pitching a perfect game on June 13th.
I've been worried about going out there and pitching you know, trying to get guys out and helping the team win, and I was able to do that today, and you know, the guys picked me up with a lot of run support and was able to go out there and kind of pitch my game.
Miami beat Los Angeles 7-3. The Dodgers now one game behind the West-leading Giants. It was San Diego 5, Pittsburgh nothing. Cincinnati 4-2 over Chicago. The Red Central lead now 4.5 games over the Pirates. East Leader Washington topped Arizona 6-5, while the latter beat New York 9-3. The Braves 4.5 games behind the Nationals. Elsewhere, Houston beat Milwaukee 6-5 in 10 innings. It was St. Louis 4-1 over Philadelphia. With us for In Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The number is 866. People starting to call in now, and I'll get there. I got a few more things to cover here, obviously, and then we'll get with you pretty quick. It's 866-444-3478. Well, when this question of maybe spraying from airplanes all over the city of Dallas came up, you know, I've reacted like a lot of people that's the stupidest thing that I've ever heard of, and we were flabbergasted that it came up. I had been having some conversations with different people, from my editor at the Dallas Morning News to Brandon Pollard about bees. He had called me and informed me that some of his colonies had been completely killed, and asked me if it's possible that the recent pyrethroid spraying could be the culprit. And not only do I think it was the culprit, we have found a testing lab in Oregon that has been sent the dying and dead bees, and we're having it tested right now to see. A lot of people were concerned about koi and goldfish. A lot of people have actually lost fish. Some people don't realize what it's from, that it's from this ridiculous spraying that's been going on from just fogging machines and regular sprayers. Some people at home have these misting systems of their own. They put out these synthetic pyrethroids on a regular basis, and that can be the cause of the death of those things too, if you on a street that hasn't been sprayed. Or if you're foolish enough to be spraying this stuff yourself. The reason we don't like the synthetic pyrethroids are many. One is it's a neurotoxin. It's a neurotoxin to both invertebrates and vertebrates, which means everything. And it's pretty effective at killing insects, not great. There's a lot of alternative choices, and that's our big argument, is that if you want to spray something that kills these pests, let's look at the alternatives that all of us in the organic industry, the organic arena, have been recommending and using with great success for a long time. You don't have to spray DDT and Dursman and Diaznon and these synthetic pyrethroids, which have kind of taken over all those other things as they have been phased out and banned over the years. What you get from these synthetic pyrethroids being sprayed is allergy problems. That's the most significant thing that is manifest. People with allergies, they get worse. People that don't have allergies get allergies, and it affects people, children with asthma probably more than anything. Really hard on people with respiratory diseases. So, well, you know, we've been fighting that part of it for a long time. This spraying from airplanes came up. We chuckled about it at first, and then we said, uh-oh, these people are actually seriously talking about this. And talk show people started getting on board saying, yeah, these mosquitoes are dangerous. If we need to spray, let's spray. Never thinking, you know, about all the related ramifications. And then it got squelched just a little bit because the local people said, no, we're not going to do the airplane spraying, only the other truck spraying. But then all of a sudden yesterday, we get noticed in the papers and on the radio and everywhere, television, that the mayor of Dallas and the mayors of the Park Cities and other execs have decided that spraying from airplanes is after all a good idea, and it's underway to be done now. It is a ridiculous idea. It's incompetent. It's stupid. It's dangerous. And again, the main reason that it's such a bad idea is that it does not work. Spraying the air kills the adults that are around, and they'll be doing it at night, I would assume. That's when they do the truck spraying. There's a very small percentage of adult mosquitoes around at that time. It kills them, but it doesn't do anything for the eggs and the larvae that are in water. I'm always reluctant to say that, too, because the next thing is, well, we need to spray all the water with this same stuff so we kill the young. So spraying the air kills the adults. The eggs hatch, the larvae hatch. You get successions of more mosquitoes coming on that the spraying didn't do any good for. At all. So what's the answer? Well, the answer we've got on our website on dirtdoctor.com. If you click on the button on the website right now, dirtdoctor.com, and click on mosquitoes, it takes you to what I wrote about our recommendation for mosquito control some years ago. I'm going to be working on it, updating it, and making it, fine-tuning it, and getting everybody's input, and making it a stronger kind of thing. Television stations and various people were starting to call me at the end of last week, and I'm sure this is going to rev up to be a pretty big deal for all of us involved this week. And we will put it out in a newsletter to the 100,000 people that we have, because even if you're not in Dallas, this affects you. Because if Dallas does it and gets away with doing it and everything, other cities are going to bend to the pressure of saying, you know, we're doing everything that we possibly can to keep people from getting sick. It's a touchy, feel-good kind of thing. It has no benefit from a technology standpoint at all. It just doesn't work. And it'll kill fish and birds and all kinds of things and bees, and we're going to, you know, have all that evidence. Of course, we've got evidence about all this stuff already, and it hadn't seemed to make a big difference, but we're going to have some more. And the other thing that we need to talk about briefly is that Brandon called me, Brandon Pollard, with the who's our local urban beekeeper, with the local bunch here, and he called me and asked me if that stuff had killed the bees, and I was surprised. I had never heard of it being that destructive, and I don't know whether they're spraying a stronger version of this synthetic pyrethroid, or they just sprayed heavier in some areas, but we're trying to look into all that right now. The rest of the answer about what to do is to follow the lead of the city of Fort Worth. City of Fort Worth's doing a great job. What they're doing is not spraying, and they have been not spraying for several years and taking the position of doing what we recommend for the most part, which is to treat water by draining any standing water that you possibly can, and then the water that you can't drain, you treat with BTI products, which stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. BTI, it's a mouthful, but it's a bacteria that kills specifically mosquito larvae and fungus gnats. And it doesn't hurt other insects or lizards or frogs or toads or fish or anything else, and it works beautifully. You can use it in all kinds of water, small, large, underground drainage systems. Just think about all the different places where water might be standing. If you have a situation that's really tough, like we have behind our house, where it's a creek that drain after you treat it, it drains away, and then it gets full again, then it's stagnant again. You got to keep doing it, but you'd have to keep spraying the toxic chemicals also, because they're going to continue to be born, have life cycles, and be born and continue to be a problem. So that's the way to go, and put in the Gambusia fish, the little mosquito-eating fish. Any retail center out there that sells aquatic plants and sells fish, and a lot of the garden centers do that, they will have these little Gambusia fish or Gambusia fish, however you want to pronounce it. They're called mosquito fish. They breed like crazy, so all you have to do is get them into your water. I've been getting some calls and letters and emails, obviously, about this already. People asking me if they should cover their fish ponds with floating row cover. If you can do it just before the spraying, yeah, it would probably catch some of the toxic chemicals coming down to get in your fish pond. But then you've got a contaminated floating row cover that you're going to have to do something with. But it's probably not a bad idea. People have also asked me how to treat the property after being sprayed with these toxic chemicals. And the thing to do is use our detox program. It's on the website in the library under soil detox. The easy shorthand version of it is to spray Garrett juice all over the place, foliage, and drenching it into the soil as much as you can everywhere. Add 1 to no more than 2 ounces of orange oil to the spray. And if you add about a tablespoon of biowash, in other words, it's my most usual spray that I recommend for just a general maintenance of the garden, and that'll detox things as well as anything. To make it even better, you put out a dry activated carbon or a dry, very fine texture humate or something like that, which in the soil and on the plant surfaces where this stuff touches the plant surfaces, it will tie up the toxins right away. After it goes in the water and starts killing your fish, there's not anything that you can do. Everybody out there, though, whether you're going to be in the path of this idiotic spraying or not, need to call your city council people, and you need to call the mayor, especially the mayors. They're the ones apparently that have got on board on this. The editorial departments at the major papers, unfortunately, have decided to get on board. It's scary stuff that people can think this poorly. There are ways to control mosquitoes much more effectively than this approach. And here's the most interesting part of the puzzle. And those of you listening to me in the Park Cities, and I know we have a lot of listeners in there, Highland Park and University Park, you're target number one. And I think the webcam's on by now, so you can see my ranting and raving if you're a member of the Organic Club of America. But they're going to spray you first. And I drowned them with phone calls that you don't want that to happen, that you think that that's the craziest thing you've ever heard, because it is. And maybe there's a possibility that we can shut this nonsense down. I don't know. It's pretty scary, but they're going to spray that area first and then the other areas where the West Nile situation has come up. One more thing about West Nile, too, before I start going to phone calls. And if you want to talk about this, great. If you want to talk about other subjects, that's great, too. But people with West Nile virus, and this isn't saying we don't care about these people. It's just something you need to know and understand. Everybody so far that I know of that has come down with the West Nile virus to a point of it really making them sick and even causing death had other health issues. They had compromised immune systems, and they were much more susceptible to this being a problem. And I know that there are people like that out there who've had cancer and been on antibiotics and various things, and their immune system is shot. I get that. But it also is something that you need to understand that during the period of time where seven people have died of West Nile virus, we need to get, I don't have this yet, and we need to get it. Maybe some of you out there can help with this data collection. We need to find out how many people died of various kind of respiratory diseases, asthma, and other related things, maybe to the spraying and even in some cases, but other kinds of things that we're not making nearly as big a deal out of as we're making of about this mosquito problem. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Back in a minute. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Another major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is medinaag.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and number's 866-444-3478 to the phones, but I just want to throw out to Flower Mound. Flower Mound, also like Fort Worth, doing the right thing. They're actually giving out the mosquito dunks, which is one of the BTI products that I mentioned. They're giving it out to residents while the supply lasts. So hopefully other cities will get into doing the same thing. First up this morning, Lone Oak, Texas, it's Russell. Hello, Russell.
Morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I followed your lead and mixed kale and clay, DE, and biowash, and it worked beautifully.
For controlling grasshoppers, or what were you after? Okay.
Yeah, grasshoppers.
All right, great.
Now, my problem is I misplaced my notes, and when I tried to do it again, it didn't work as well the second time. So you could go over again how you mixed a gallon of that.
Well, you know, I don't have the formula right here at my fingertips. It's on our website under grasshoppers and under kale and clay, and it's on the – if you got the commercial products surround, it's on the label there too. It's mixing you know, somewhere around, I'll have to look it up and I'll put it on the air. I'll look it up myself, but it's mixing the kale and clay per label directions, and then the diatomaceous earth, adding that. We basically told people on that, Russell, to add anywhere from a half a cup to a cup, whatever will still go into suspension and be able to be sprayed out, you know, and leave. And one thing also that I ran into when we were coming up with that kind of new formula is that the research that was done on it, the university research, and I think it was done at Cornell, I'm not positive, but it tended to indicate that the effectiveness was a little better not adding the soap to the mixture, and which made me scratch my head a little bit, but that, you know, they looked into it. I've done it with, like you said, with the BioWash, and it worked pretty well, but it might give a more even film or better distribution without the surfactant in there because of the kind of material it is. I haven't tried it that way yet.
Well, I'll try again. I will say I did put some garlic pepper tea.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And I figured that would help. One other question.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned mixing coconut oil with a drink or a smoothie, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I can't get it to mix for thunder. How do you?
Well, that's a good question. You know what I do every morning? I do have some nice organic coffee that I've made from grinding my own beans and everything. And when I'm getting all that ready, I use the glass that I've had with me. I drink a big glass of water first thing I do when I get up in the morning, and then I'll fill that glass back up about a third full. And then when I make my coffee, and I still have some hot water from the glass kettle that I boiled to make my coffee, I pour a little of the hot water in the water. Coconut oil has a very interesting melting point. And I noticed it the other day. We had this cool front come through. You know, it went from 106 degrees down to 100 or down to 90-something. And that was enough of a cooling for the coconut oil in the container in our pantry to solidify. So there's a real delicate point there, but it's not any big deal. You put a little warm water in it, and it immediately melts and can be stirred into a drink without any problem at all.
Okay, well, I'll add it to my tea.
Yeah, it's just the warmth that it needs. It goes to a total liquid, you know, when it's warm.
About a tablespoonful?
Tablespoon is about what I take a day. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, thank you much.
Thank you, Russell.
And do remember to cover that Kalen mix again sometime.
I'll pull it up. I'm terrible about numbers. I'm so dyslexic, but I'll pull it up for you. I'll put it on the air in a little bit.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Ruth in Fort Worth next. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. Is it fall yet?
Well, it felt like it yesterday, even though it only dropped down to about 90-something. It was a very, very nice wind that was coming out of the north there for a little bit.
Well, I've got leaves all over everywhere, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, you got a different problem, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the cottonwood tree is like a lot of the larger leaf trees and many of the fast-growing trees like cottonwood. When it gets to be extremely hot like it has been, they will try to compensate and balance the water going into the plant and the water going out of the plant by kicking off some of the foliage. Generally, when that happens, it's the interior foliage that'll turn yellow and kick off. Is that what you've been seeing?
I don't know. There's so many leaves. There's millions of leaves on this tree. It's a huge tree.
Yeah. Well, it's just trying to balance its transpiration. That's all it's doing, Ruth. You can put a water hose on the ground and let it run and just, you know, put lots and lots of gallons of water on it and calm that down. But it's probably just a cosmetic deal and not a long-term problem.
Okay, well, what about, should I leave the leaves on my grass or should
just
I?
Just mow them into the turf. Yeah, just mulch them in. That'd be fine.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about this pig ivy. I think it's
okay,
called
let me,
pig ivy.
Okay, let me put you on hold and talk off there because I got to do a little break here, and then we'll be back. Jump on here if you want to chat about anything. It's 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, weekly newsletter, or almost always weekly newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the little form that's on the website. And if you have any other questions, give me a call. We'll be back for the second hour right after this. 866-444-3478.